Tanis Baker is on the Executive Committee for Open Farm Days, and she joins us on the line today for the Ag Show. Tanis, thank you very much for joining us. How goes final prep for Open Farm Days? It's coming up pretty quick.
Well, you know, it's pretty exciting, and now we're just looking up to the skies and seeing what the weather is going to bring us, but it looks like we're in for some great weather, and we look forward to celebrating, you know, somewhere around 150, 160 farms that will be opening their farm gates for us.
This year's theme, if I'm not mistaken, is around a precious resource, water, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely, it is. You know, we've taken our inspiration the last number of years from United Nations, and they have a year of each year. And this year is the year of the glacier. And we sort of extrapolated that and said, you know what, what they're talking about is water. And, you know, water is so important to all the farms, whether it's for crop, whether it's for livestock. You know, it's essential, obviously. So it was a really great conversation for us to have with those farms and to talk about how they use water, how they conserve water. You know, it's really been a fascinating year, and all the stories that are coming out are just really marvelous. And, you know, in Alberta, we have a lot of rich, deep stories, whether it's in the south where we're talking about irrigation and dams and, you know, how they control things that they couldn't grow if they didn't have water, you know, to the small homesteaders that have cisterns and aquifers and all sorts of different things. So it's really fascinating.
You say it's fascinating, but is it safe to say that it could also be a frustrating conversation as well, especially up here in the Northwest, where a lot of jurisdictions have declared agriculture disasters because of lack of water?
Oh, absolutely. There are certainly some sort of hot points around this topic. But, you know, we're really focused on, you know, the different ways that it's being used and conserved and preserved. And, you know, it really is. There's so much for us to learn, and there's a lot of education out there. And at its heart, that's what Open Farm Days is about. It's this educational opportunity to understand about farms, about agriculture, to understand what's happening in our rural properties. And, you know, water is just such an important conversation at every single farm that it really resonated with everyone in different ways.
Absolutely. I'm agreeing with that with 100%. And actually, that was going to be my next question here, Tanis, was the fact that I was going to ask, how much of a teaching tool is this going to be for presenters and presentees at the events?
You know, it's interesting. Each farm, of course, sets up what their experience looks like. So every farm that you visit will have a completely unique experience for you. And some of them have just, you know, jumped in with 2 feet to the theme, and, you know, they might have natural wetlands on their farms. They might, you know, they might be off-grid. They might, you know, there's all so many different ways that the farms are approaching this. But some of them are, you know, just doing the regular old farming thing. And, it doesn't have to exclusively be about water. And in some cases, they may not talk about water at all. It's not a requirement. So really, we suggest people, you know, head over to the website and they can take a look at the farms. And the farms have all laid out what their experiences look like. And it's a build your own adventure type. So you can certainly go and find those education pieces that you're looking for.
The build your own adventure type, that sounds like it's going to be potentially a heck of a lot of fun for everybody involved. How much is it going to be?
Well, you know, all of our farms open their farm gates for free. So, you know, there's no cost for the visitors, and it's just really about figuring out what you're looking for. Having said that, you know, I certainly encourage people to bring their wallets, because many of our farms have markets and other experiences that you can, you know, join in for. Like if you're looking for a long table dinner, if you're looking to fill your freezer, there's certainly those opportunities. But for those that are looking for a free weekend and they just want to get out and explore and learn a little bit more about farming in the province, you can absolutely have a completely free weekend just exploring and learning about agriculture.
Free and fun. Am I correct on that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would add, there is something for every age as well. But of course, not every farm is for every age. So we certainly have some breweries and distilleries that are talking all about that grain to glass story. Obviously, you're looking at 18 plus for those. We have lots of farms that have gone to great extent to have fun, you know, hay bale mazes and different things like that. So there's stuff for the little ones. There's stuff for seniors. Like, it's really important to really dig in and to make sure that you're going to a place that's going to deliver what you're looking for. And there's such a massive variety. And, you know, some of our locations have what we would call sort of mega events, where they might have a number of farms that have all come together to host something. And some of them are just single stops where you've got, you know, farming family or couple, and they're happy to just show what they're doing. So the experiences are really quite diverse, and you can spend a day at one place or you can visit four or five in a day. We do, however, ask people to register. So if you go on the website, the registration's free, but it allows our farms to have a pretty good idea of how many people are coming. Now, most of the farms that participate for Open Farm Days are not normally open. So this whole agritourism thing is new to a lot of them. So it's really helpful for them to know if they have, 50 people coming or 500. And, you know, some of our larger events will have, you know, up to 4,000 people coming. So it's really nice for people to have a good idea of what that looks like, and they can plan accordingly.
Yeah, the popularity of this event that has happened over the years has just grown astronomically. How optimistic are you and the Open Farm Days Committee are to have this event continue to grow like it is?
Well, it's such an exciting program to be part of. I love working on it because I think it's so exciting to see the public come out and learn about the farms. But we hear back stories from both visitors and from the farms themselves saying what an amazing experience it was just to meet other people and to have that experience. And this is our 13th year, and every year, you know, we just see, an increase in numbers and engagement, and we just love that. It's fun to watch it grow in such a natural and, you know, amazing way.
Is everybody ready for Open Farm Days? August 19th well, and 20th, if I'm not mistaken, is the date.
It's coming up next weekend, so I think the 16th and 17th. But it's a mad dash right now. I'm sure all of our farms, if you were to go and take a peek right now, they're quickly tidying things up, moving hazardous chemicals away. They're securing their vehicles. There's a lot of work to be done to make these farms visitor ready. And, what's interesting is, you know, if you're not familiar with farms and electric fences and things like that, there's a lot of prep that people have to do to make sure everything is going to go off seamlessly. So I would say, right now there's probably that mad scramble to get everything done and have it ready for those visits coming up next weekend.
Dennis Baker is on the executive committee of Open Farm Days coming up next weekend. Dennis, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.